Hello everyone, hope you had a great Christmas. I've started to feel more well again finally, and my voice isn't as bad, so I can start doing longer videos after this one. I was gonna say, as a thought I had, just remember that nothing in life's linear and everything's up and down, especially with progress and stuff. Like, the biggest mistake you can make is thinking everything's gonna go linear, and obviously you'll get tired naturally, but just think everything cycles, like night and day, like summer, winter. So just think of that, because that's something I have to constantly remind myself of. Even if I'm working hard, I'm not going to constantly be able to work hard. I'm going to get burnt out and stuff, which is probably why I'm unwell now. But yeah, I just thought I'd share that. It's more comforting knowing that, and it takes pressure off you, I found. Anyway, I hope you enjoy these stories. I love park ranger stories, so yeah, enjoy, and I'll speak to you all soon. Oh, and make sure you check out my Instagram at JoeTheInsomniac and my podcast in the link below. Years ago, when I was still a teenager, my friend Justin and I would often go longboarding at night. As my friends and I are quite the night owls, we love the freedom of almost never seeing another soul on the roads or the paths we frequented, even when using main roads. It would be very rare to see a car out so late in such a rural area, and you could see or hear them coming from very far away due to the headlights and the noise of the vehicle disrupting the peace. We were really into it at the time, and would often ride our boards for miles and miles, not seeing anyone until the sun was up. One particular night, we decided to ride a few miles away from our usual back roads to take one of our favourite hidden routes. It began with a narrow, paved path that was the only piece of land separating two sides of a long lake. It would often sink under due to rain, and we wanted to seize the opportunity to use it before it rained and went underwater again. It was roughly 2 miles long, and extremely relaxing to ride through due to scenery. After making it to the end of the lake, we decided to keep moving and continue on our way, and turn into a very close path that leads into a densely wooded area of a national park. As we came up to the first hill, we looked down at the bottom into the blackness. We both noticed what appeared to be a tiny ball of light moving down there. At first we think it's a park ranger, but it moved so strangely, and it was extremely difficult to make out what it is. Rather than shine our flashlights down, we curiously watched out for a few moments, whispering to each other what it could be. And all at once, that small light turned into multiple blinding lights and extremely loud revving sounds, overwhelming our senses as it had become accustomed to the darkness and silence. Acting purely on fear, we instantly turned around and ran as fast as we could, hearing yelling and revving gaining behind us. By sheer luck, we managed to run off the path into a very dark, very overgrown hole in the side of a hill overlooking where we just come from. We decided to hide in the natural dugout of this hill, hoping the plants and darkness would be enough to protect us from whatever was happening out there. We watched our pursuers ride out to where we originally were standing. There were 4 men, 2 on 4-wheelers, 2 on motorbikes, each other yelling something, but we can't make out what they're saying due to the distance. We felt safe enough to whisper softly to each other and speculate who these people could have been. Our first thought was that they might be park rangers of some kind, although we've never seen any in here, and we've been here a lot of times. And honestly, we doubted that this country had the budget for them this deep, unless they're on a big manhunt or something, which has happened in neighboring states. Besides, these men are on vehicles that are inappropriate for paved bike trails. They're very angry too, and we don't know why. They call out for us for a while, yelling things like, "We know you're there, and we can see you, come out." We stay silent and decide to call on their bluffing instead of running. Eventually, I heard one of the men yell, "Find them now," and smash a bottle. That had erased any hope that they're rangers. We watched them split up, and each of them gone a different way down a series of paths on their vehicles, including the one that we've just come from. It took us what felt like ages to move. We're frozen in fear in that dugout, watching the lights from the vehicles travelling through the woods and paths. One of them already come in full circle and passing the point that we started on. I thought about calling for help, but I was too afraid. I was scared that the smallest amount of sound would give away our location. After waiting for the lights of the vehicles to reach our furthest distance yet, we finally summoned the nerve to get up and to run somewhere far enough away from them to make a call. We ran as hard and fast as we can through the woods, since their headlights gave their locations away on the paths. We would hide again whenever we felt like they're close. Our available hiding spots were getting progressively worse as the woodland became less dense, and the fear is overwhelming. Finally, though, we emerged from the woods onto the intersection of the two main roads, far enough away from where we started. We ducked down into the ditch to call for help. I opened my phone. I noticed I had recent missed calls from one of our friends, Connor, who we're supposed to meet up with after our longboarding excursion. I called him and frantically asked where he is. Luck's with us again. And he hadn't given up on our plans despite us ignoring him. He's only a few miles away now, already heading in our direction. I gave him the names of two of the streets we're near. I explained that we need to be picked up immediately. He agrees to speed over to us while Justin and I were waiting in hiding. Thankfully, Connor arrived before any of them men did. We bolt into the back seat of his car, yelling for him to get out of there. He took off fast. Relief doesn't begin to explain how I felt after being safely driven home. After explaining everything that happened to Connor, we ended up just moving on with our night and decided not to call the police. We figured they'd be gone by the time any officer made it out there, and that we're putting ourselves at risk by admitting that we're breaking the law being out there. Justin and I later admitted to each other that when the revving started, we could see our minds going to Chainsaw Killer or something worse. Frustratingly enough, whatever them weird men saw that made them want to chase us so bad, we actually never saw. So they even had no reason to chase us. I never found out what they were actually doing or why they're so angry at us. I just know we're in a very dangerous situation, and to be honest, we're probably lucky to make it out of there alive. Me and my friend John loved to go for hikes in a national park that was a couple of hours' drive away from where we lived. We'd often end up camping overnight. I mean, we'd always bring our camping gear in case we didn't make it back in time off the trail when it was dark. Now, we usually did this in summer evenings. Oftentimes, we'd never encounter anyone else except for the odd park ranger. It was normally nice to see them. We'd have a good laugh for a little bit. I always respected park rangers and embraced them when I saw them. Now, we set out on this one hike during one summer's evening 2 years ago. We're having a really good time. We're just talking about life. My friend's talking about not really liking his job much, and he's complaining about the hours and the work they have him do. He works in a hospital and really doesn't enjoy it. And I felt pretty bad for him. He's only starting and they're making him do all the dirty work pretty much. I wasn't too happy in my life either at the time. I had some big changes coming, and I was waiting on people, and I hate waiting. I really can't stand it. So we're talking about this for hours, and honestly, it's like a therapy session, and I really enjoy it. We keep walking and we're talking about the highs and lows of life. Things that are coming, and things that we just want to see change. We're both saying it's surprising how that this time next year, we have no idea where we're going to be or what we're going to be doing. We're just putting the work in now. As we finish talking, we realize it's nightfall and there's already moonlight illuminating around us. I love moonlight, and we say, hey, how about we set up camp? John agrees. We walk further down, and just as we think we found a good camping spot, we see another tent further up. Now there's this horrible smell there, so we're sure that whoever this is has hunted an animal, and they've left it out there, which is kind of disgusting, but they might be skinning it, getting it ready to eat. My friend goes over to say hello, and just say that not to worry about us, we're going to move further away so he can have his own space. And what do you know? A park ranger appears. You can see his hat from a mile away. As we go over there, we realise that there's something not quite right about this ranger. We can't really tell what. He doesn't have a normal uniform on. Well, he has a hat at least, but he has a big coat on. It's not cold enough for a coat. He says very few words when he speaks to us. He just says, yeah, I'm just setting up camp. We're out looking for someone, and that we should leave. I end up talking to him for a little while, and a lot of what he's saying doesn't make sense, and I get this really weird vibe from him, like he's looking at me, but he's not, and he's trying to look through me at the same time, if that makes sense. He says, are we armed? And we say, yeah, we've both got hunting rifles, but we got a permit. He asks to see it, and my buddy shows him his. He says, that's okay, you haven't got to get yours out to me. And then, John says that we need to get moving and should probably set up camp. He says, fine. And the second he turns around, my buddy John grabs me hard by the arm and starts walking really fast, guiding me. Now I'm confused because, well, we're out in the middle of nowhere in a national park. There's going to be lots of places we can go and set up our camp. But there was something different about the way he grabbed me. It felt really urgent. I can't describe it. I don't need to know any more about the situation, and I just start to lightly jog with him. The second we're away from the camp, I turn back and I can see the ranger still watching us. He's standing in the exact same spot as before though, which is something I find very odd. The second that we get over this hill, John says run, and I don't question it, and we start sprinting as fast as we can back the way we've come. He starts telling me, I don't think that's a park ranger. I say, what, you're kidding me? He says, no, just run. And we run for miles and have to stop eventually to catch up with our breaths. He says, I don't think that was a dead animal we could smell, and that guy definitely wasn't a park ranger. I said, how'd you know? He's just wearing a coat. He said when he looked at our permits, he didn't even look. And then he said it was fine, and a park ranger would have to check both of us had permits, pretty much. I got a horrible sinking feeling in my stomach as I remember turning round and looking at the park ranger just standing there staring at us, and a lot of what he said didn't make sense. God, it all clicked now. We continued hiking into the morning and eventually make it back to our car. We drive immediately to the park ranger station, and the park rangers there say that nobody's out in that area and they're definitely not camping. Eventually, they sent out some people to go and investigate and got the police involved. It turned out that they suspect that this guy had murdered someone, and where we encountered him, he moved everything and hid the body. The police are still out there looking for it today.